Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Cabinet approves three new corridors of Delhi Metro worth over 12,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Delhi Metro expansion to boost ease of living in national capital. Centre directs states to completely ban grant of any new mining leases in Aravali ranges. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav reiterates government is fully committed to its conservation. Home Minister Amit Shah says there is peace in areas affected by left-wing extremism, terrorism and armed groups, and the country is now in safe hands. People rejoice the birth of Lord Jesus on the eve of Christmas. President Draupadi Murmu says it conveys the message of love and compassion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for a meeting with his US counterpart to resolve sensitive issues in future peace deal with Russia. IMD issues orange alert for dense to very dense fog in Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar and Punjab for next 3 days. GRAP 4 restrictions revoked in NCR with immediate effect. The Union Cabinet has approved three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project worth around 12,015 crore rupees. These corridors are RK Ashram Mark to Indraprasth, Aero City to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said with this expansion, the Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometres.
Approval why this will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations, 16 kilometers nai line isme banegi at an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. तीन आज कॉरिडोर्स अप्रूव हुए हैं आरके आश्रम मार्ग से इंद्रप्रस्थ 9.9 किलोमीटर एट एन इन्वेस्टमेंट ऑफ 9,570 करोड़ एरो सिटी टू एयरपोर्ट टर्मिनल 1 2.3 किलोमीटर 1,419 करोड़ तुगलकाबाद टू कालिंदी कुंज 3.9 किलोमीटर 1,024 करोड़ रुपीज 33,000 टन्स CO2 एमिशन एवरी ईयर विल बी सेव्ड.
The minister said the Aero City Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad Kalindi Kunj sections will be an extension of the Aero City Tughlakabad corridor. He said this will boost connectivity of the airport with the southern parts of the national capital in areas such as Tughlakabad, Saket and Kalindi Kunj. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Delhi Metro has the largest metro network in the country and it is also one of the largest metros in the world. It has completed 23 years of operations, marking more than two decades of transforming urban mobility in the national capital region. India has become the third largest metro network in the world after China and the US. The new corridor approved today will enhance connectivity, reduce congestion on road and improve air quality. Presently, a total of 12 metro lines of about 395 kilometers with 289 stations are being operated by Delhi Metro Rail Corporation. The Delhi Metro has become the lifeline of the city by setting the epitome of excellence in the core parameters of punctuality, reliability and safety. Today, it caters to an average of 65 lakh passenger journeys per day. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that Delhi's infrastructure got a major boost in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the Cabinet's approval for three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's project will expand the capital's metro network, thus boosting ease of living and reducing congestion. The centre has issued directions to the states for a complete ban on the grant of any new mining leases in the Aravallis in a major step towards conservation and protection of the entire Aravalli range, stretching from Delhi to Gujarat, from illegal mining. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said in a statement that this prohibition applies uniformly across the entire Aravalli landscape and is intended to preserve the integrity of the range. The directions are aimed at safeguarding the Aravallis as a continuous geological ridge extending from Gujarat to the National Capital Region and at stopping all unregulated mining activities. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, said the Modi government is fully committed to the conservation of the Aravalli Range.
The degraded Aravalli area is to be restored, for which we have taken the initiative this year. So to restore this ecological system, Green Aravalli Wall program was started, as we know that Aravallis contribute greatly to the green cover in Rajasthan. We have also accepted the offer of Nagar One Yojana in all districts. We have allotted money in Kampa as well as in Green India program.
Our program chalta hai, usme bhi humne isme rashi ka vitrit kiya.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government stands like a rock with the states in their fight against drug and human trafficking, cyber crime and organized crime. Addressing a function in Panchkula, he said the country is now in safe hands.
A few years ago, there were three major challenges in the country in law and order. Left-wing extremism, terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, and armed groups working inside the Northeast. However, after 10 years of the Modi government coming to power, peace has been established in all three regions. And in a way, the country is now secure on all these three fronts.
Mr. Shah said the government has emphasized upon strengthening agriculture and rural development. Addressing the mega cooperative conference organized by CRIBCO in Panchkula today, he said the agriculture budget has been increased to 1,27,000 crore rupees in recent years. The minister, along with Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini, inspected and took the salute at the passing out parade of the Haryana police at the Tao Devi Lal Sports Complex in Panchkula today. Recalling former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on the eve of his 101st birth anniversary, he noted that India became a nuclear power during his tenure. Later, Amit Shah also unveiled a statue of the late leader at Atal Park in Panchkula. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the centre's contribution under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to MG Narega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the President has given assent to the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. Union Food, Public Distribution and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that National Consumer Day reaffirms India's commitment to protect, empower and give voice to every consumer. Addressing an event in New Delhi today to mark National Consumer Day, Mr. Joshi said the Consumer Protection Act 2019 has reformed the consumer framework by strengthening enforcement, covering e-commerce, introducing product liability and enabling e-filing and virtual hearings. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. As the warm December sun settles over the Arabian Sea, Goa has fully transformed into a festive landscape of faith, tradition and culinary delight for Christmas. More from our Panaji correspondent.
The air in Goan neighborhoods is currently filled with rich aroma of kuswar, the collective term for traditional Christmas sweets. The state is glowing with elaborate decorations and unique community projects. In Raibandar, the cherished tradition of the grand crib at the chapel premises continues to draw tourists from across the state. Initiated 35 years ago, Raibandar was among the first to feature large-scale, life-sized statues. Massive crowds are expected at midnight mass, particularly at iconic landmarks, with extra flights landing at Mopa and Dabolim airports and special trains arriving at Madgaon. Goa is set for a peak season of soulful sunlit celebration. Mahesh Sopde for Akashvani News, Panaji.
In Manipur, the hill districts and Christian-dominated valley areas particularly are in a festive mood for the Christmas. People are shopping, churches are decorated and streets are lit. Special services are held for Christmas and the sound of carol singing echoes in the villages. The festive cheer has taken over towns and villages across Nagaland. Churches are holding special prayer services, choirs are going around singing carols, and homes are illuminated with dazzling lights to commemorate the birth of Lord Jesus Christ. In Jammu and Kashmir also, people are rejoicing on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on the eve of Christmas. In a message, the president said Christmas is the festival of joy and enthusiasm, which conveys the message of love and compassion. She said it reminds everyone of the sacrifice made by Lord Jesus Christ for the welfare of humanity. President Murmu added that the occasion inspires people to further strengthen the values of peace, harmony, equality and service in society. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for a meeting with his U.S. counterpart to hammer out the most sensitive issues in a future peace deal with Russia, such as control of territory, following the latest round of U.S.-Ukrainian talks. According to remarks released by Ukrainian President's office, Mr. Zelensky said U.S.-Ukrainian delegations had inched closer to finalizing a 20-point plan at the talks over the weekend in Miami. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today expressed gratitude to the leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for acknowledging the success of Prime Minister-led Make in India program. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav shared a post by Mr. Gandhi saying India is becoming a producer economy as the government is implementing the Prime Minister's vision. Meanwhile, in a message, Mr. Gandhi underlined that over 30,000 staff were hired in just 8 to 9 months in a company, showcasing the fastest factory ramp-up seen in India so far. The External Affairs Ministry today stressed that disrespectful acts such as demolishing statues of deities hurt the sentiments of followers around the world and should not take place. In response to media queries on the demolition of Hindu deity statue in an area affected by the ongoing Thai-Cambodia border dispute, Ministry spokesperson Sandeep Jaiswal said Hindu and Buddhist deities are deeply revered and worshipped by people across the region as part of shared civilizational heritage. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Uttarakhand for the next 3 days. According to the IMD, dense fog is likely over East Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Northeastern states till the 28th of this month. The Subcommittee on Graded Response Action Plan of the Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas, CAQM, today revoked all actions under Stage 4 of the extant schedule of GRAP in the entire NCR with immediate effect following significant improvement in air quality. The Commission had invoked Stage 4 on the 13th of this month when the average AQI of Delhi sharply declined and reached the 450 mark. Bihar opener Vaibhav Suryavanshi today created history, scoring 150 in just 59 balls, breaking A.B. de Villiers' record for the fastest 150 in men's List A cricket. A.B. de Villiers had taken 64 balls to make similar score against the West Indies in 2015. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Cabinet approves 3 new corridors of Delhi Metro worth over 12,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Delhi Metro expansion to boost ease of living in national capital. Centre directs states to completely ban grant of any new mining leases in Aravalli Ranges. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav reiterates government is fully committed to its conservation. Home Minister Amit Shah says there is peace in areas affected by left-wing extremism, terrorism and armed groups, and the country is now in safe hands. People rejoice the birth of Lord Jesus on the eve of Christmas. President Draupadi Murmu says it conveys the message of love and compassion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for a meeting with his U.S. counterpart to resolve sensitive issues in future peace deal with Russia. And IMD issues orange alert for dense to very dense fog in Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar and Punjab for next 3 days. GRAP 4 restrictions revoked in NCR with immediate effect. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.